First off, I want to just thank those in the 3rd District. And 3rd District includes Gary, Maryville, Hobart, Crown Point, Lake Station, and New Chicago for just blessing me with the opportunity to serve as their senator. My first session was very, very interesting in terms of the subject matter and contents that we've discussed and deliberated upon, is particularly dealing with the budget, road and infrastructure, education, and dealing with South Shore, double tracking, of course, which is a major project in our area. But I think we were able to bring back a lot of resources and a lot of assistance for Northwest Indiana. And I'm tremendously optimistic for the future sessions ahead.
Was it what you thought it might be? Did you have a chance to talk with other people? In particular, I'm thinking, of course, about Senator Earlene Rogers.
Yes.
Did she kind of fill you in as to what this is all about and what to expect when you go down to Indianapolis?
Yeah. You know, Senator Rogers and I had a lot of dialogue and conversations. But the one thing I will say, you can have a dialogue and conversation with the current or previous legislator, but there's nothing that can honestly prepare you until you go through the process itself. I mean, you can get the protocol and the process and procedures down, but to truly experience it for yourself is an opportunity that is very unique in terms of working and collaborating the best that you can with those that are willing to work and collaborate with you. And I think we were able to get a lot accomplished in that regard to working across the aisle.
Did you have a chance to talk with anybody besides some of your, Senator Rogers and some other people who represent Northwest Indiana, the General Assembly, a little pre-session meeting, so to speak? Did you get to go down for any kind of orientation or take the time to go down?
You know what? I didn't have a chance to do any pre-session meetings right after the November election. I had to really jump to work. Mm-hmm. Actually, even before the election, I didn't have a general opponent, so I was able to start work early in terms of jumping on a lot of the high of important issues that was impacting my district, particularly in Gary, and I'm sure that we'll talk about that. But since day one, I will say after the primary, we jumped straight to work.
Have a chance to talk with people, talk with who will be your constituents, and talk about the issues other than the ones that you obviously knew very well about.
Yeah, that's a very key element in terms of any type of servant leadership or any elected position, is to make sure that you are definitely in tune and you understand the issues of the people that you will be representing.
I have to take this opportunity during our conversation today to at least bring up a very good point. The very first bill that was signed by Governor Holcomb as a freshman senator, Senate Enrolled Act 475, which is education related. Tell
yes.
us about that.
Well, 475 is a developmental delay bill, and I'm very happy that we were able to pass that unanimously through appropriations as well through the House and the Senate. And I think it's going to help a lot of children that have been diagnosed or overlooked being diagnosed, being developmentally delayed, meaning some motor skills or some cognitive disabilities have been overlooked or misdiagnosed. Currently, the ages of 3 to 5 are the period where a child can be assessed for developmental delay. This extends that age from 5 to 9. So those children that may have been overlooked or misdiagnosed in that time frame could fit in this new criteria, a new population, and it will provide more funding for school corporations and grants to educate the children that deserve to be educated and that sometimes are they don't have the voice of people that represent them. So once they are diagnosed, the school or the teachers and the educators can seek funding that can help get them to where they need to be academically.
Do you see this is going to be a great program that the Indiana Department of Education is going to be able to help work with for all school districts in the state?
I hope so. It also includes the State Board of Education, where they have to adopt new language in their policy and how to address this issue. And I'm definitely excited in the direction where DOE is going right now. I think we work more collaboratively with them. And for me, having the experience of being on the state board and working with the General Assembly, I see great opportunities ahead.